The purpose of this show is solely to provide information for you to make your own decisions on the subjects that are presented.
Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. So glad that you have joined me. A holy cow episode. Haven't had a lot of those recently. I remember I had a string of holy cow episodes when tons of stuff was coming out about the vaccine. A lot of times the stuff that comes out about the vaccine now is stuff that we have known but confirms. But this is more of new information, and that's why it's a holy cow episode. Pfizer subsidiary has injected 100 million animals with mRNA technology. Yes, folks, if you're a hunter especially, because livestock may be included in this. I know they're doing livestock in China already. I don't know. I know that they want to do livestock here, and I don't know how much is happening, but we think that this is animals out in the wilderness for the most part, and pets and things like that, but it could be livestock included. Not for sure, but we are for sure. You know, they've done it to deer. So hunters, beware. Beware. Zoetis is the company that is doing this, but they're owned by Pfizer. So it's really just Pfizer. They're a subsidiary of Pfizer. But Zoetis is the name of the company if you want to look it up. And they are quietly doing this because the media doesn't want you to know. Not the mainstream media. Why would they talk about this? They have injected, we assume, more than 100 million animals, because that's how much they've sent out, 100 million worth of injections. With this injection, remember, this is with the horrific mRNA technology that just the lipid nanoparticles are horrific and can damage you, let alone what if it's for COVID-19 and they're doing a COVID vaccine. They're making these animals produce the spike protein, and they're putting this all in their blood. They're tainting the animals. You hunt a deer, and it's been one that has been injected, and you eat that meat. Who knows what will happen with that? We don't know. Remember, everything is experimental. So why not just put it in the food supply? Or why not just put it in wildlife? This is crazy, because mRNA injections messes with RNA in animal bodies, just like it messes with human bodies. This is science gone mad, and we don't know the consequences. It's like they're wanting to just destroy God's earth. That's what it seems. That's why it's almost satanic. Well, it is satanic. I think it is. And they don't even know what they're doing. They don't even know that what they're really doing is just an attack on God. That's the way this comes across to me. Goodness, let me get to it here. Because Dr. Brian Artis exposes this, something people, and Brian Artis is very good at talking about things that slip by. And then he comes and brings it to the forefront. And this is another one. When he mentioned this, I went and checked to see who is this company. I never heard of this company. And I checked and bam, there it is. So this is real, folks. As always with holy cow episodes, before I give you this, people think that you're over the top. And then a few weeks later or a few months later, all of this is in the news everywhere else. And then it becomes, oh, yeah, that's common knowledge. It's not like this is the first time I've dealt with this topic, but I still think a lot of people will think this is over the top. It's if it's the first time they've caught my show. I've dealt with this way back. So it's not new to think that this was going to happen, but I'm sure it's going to be new to a lot of people. Take a look.
Actually, there's a company, a subsidiary company of Pfizer. It's called Zoetis, Zotis. Do you know they've already mRNA injected 100 million wildlife in America? I guarantee you they're doing it to pets too. It's only mRNA technology funded completely by Mark Zuckerberg and his wife's foundation. They've been doing it all over the country for the whole last year and a half. Zotys is its name. It's a subsidiary of Pfizer.
This is some real sugar, honey, iced tea.
You ain't lying.
Yeah. Let me play you more of this, but understand I have this question right off the bat. COVID-19 is a coronavirus, which is basically a cold. Why do we care if animals in our wildlife get colds or not? Think about that. Why is that even important? Some will get colds and then they'll just recover like a human being. They get sick and then they're totally fine and they'll get immunity from whatever that sickness is. It's part of life. Why do they need to be vaccinated so that they don't get these sicknesses? First of all. Secondly, we don't even know what it's going to do to those animals. But the biggest question is why? There's no need for this. Even if the animals were to die of COVID-19, which it wouldn't even be. Has COVID-19 mutated to where it affects every single animal species? Why? Or it's probably more likely they're just using mRNA technology, obviously, for all sorts of different vaccines. But yet again, why do we need to vaccinate wildlife? We don't need to. Nature has existed way longer than, for the entire human existence. Nature has existed and has not needed man to go around and vaccinate nature. So when man decides, I'm going to vaccinate nature, you already know there's going to be massive consequences down the road that they could have never even expected. All right, more of Brian Artis.
Hey, Lion, you know what's interesting? When I learned about Zotys and this sugar honey iced tea, because that's what it was to me. Do you know who were the only people that knew that the wildlife, deer, for example, elk, for example, were actually being mRNA injected for COVID? It was all the hunters. Hunters, it was being published in hunters' magazines. I'm not a hunter, but hunters were aware the whole time that this was actually being done and it was being published inside their literature. I had no idea. But when I discovered it, I was like, what? Why is no one talking about this? When I discovered it on Staten Island, Zuckerberg and his wife funded a research study. They went out and gathered up 100 white-tailed deer and then PCR tested them all for COVID and then injected them all with the mRNA vaccines from Pfizer with this company called Zotys, and then went and did 100 million animals. 100 million doses have been administered at that point all throughout the country, and no one knew it and no one's talked about it. What's it going to be like when a hunter goes out and gets the deer and then brings home the venison they think's organic and wild? Wow. It's pretty disgusting, but I would be worried about that.
They're going to put that in their body when they eat it.
They're already injecting mRNA technology into vegetables, tomatoes, avocados, lettuce, gavi. Bill Gates' foundation is already doing that. And in China, they're already mRNA injecting cattle for our beef supply.
This is crazy.
It is crazy. If you're a hunter, it would make you not want to hunt. So maybe it's just the left wing's agenda of stopping people from hunting. So let's poison the deer and poison deer meat with mRNA COVID-19 vaccines that can give you VADs, which is a form of vaccine AIDS that destroys your immune system. Let's put that in the meat so that if a hunter kills a deer, well, they might get VADs. And their immune system will be damaged because they were too smart to buy our propaganda and go out and inject themselves with an experimental vaccine. So let's put the experimental vaccine in food. Now, folks, I want to show you, just for credibility, when everyone thought this was real crazy, one of the first to report on this was me. Here's from the New American. I just want to flash up the headline from my show. This is from my show, November 23rd of 2022. November 23rd of 2022, I put out the question, mRNA vaccines in your food? Globalists look to vaccinate livestock. Sounded crazy. They were already doing it. But one of the first to really try to report on it for you, not many people back in November of 2022, we're talking about this. So I want to give you something else. Dr. Robert Malone did something on his Substack. I found this headline from Your News called mRNA Vaccines in Livestock and Companion Animals Are Here Now. That's the title of this in Your News. And then they give a article from Dr. Robert Malone's Substack. So take a listen.
mRNA Vaccines in Livestock and Companion Animals Are Here Now. By Dr. Robert Malone Substack. The current public receipts are included in this essay and more are on the way. Before we can discuss mRNA vaccines for livestock, pets, and wildlife, we must first address the elephant in the room. That is, how come the public is able to access human clinical trial information but is not able to do the same for clinical trials involving animal health?
That's right. That is an interesting point. And then Dr. Robert Malone goes into a whole bunch of other stuff, but I want to jump down and a little bit in the article, and that's what we'll do. Well, let me just play it from there where we left off.
How come the public is able to access human clinical trial information but is not able to do the same for clinical trials involving animal health? Clinicaltrials.gov makes searching for human clinical trials easy. For instance, a quick search reveals that there are over 50 clinical trials for mRNA vaccines in progress and over 200 registered. With animals, there is no such database. mRNA vaccines in the animal health or veterinary markets are difficult to track until the company or the USDA is ready to release information on that product's development or release. The USDA and/or the NIH have no mechanism for tracking potential new vaccines, drugs, or biologics for the animal market. Therefore, one must rely on press releases, the occasional peer-reviewed paper, conference notes, USDA grant and contract notifications, university websites, and company profiles for discovery of such new products. Not adequate, in my opinion, and most definitely not transparent. By federal law, the public should have open access to the results of this type of federally funded research. In today's Substack, the state of mRNA vaccines for animal health is discussed. Citing public sources, I will review what is known and not known about commercial liaisons and partnerships, the corporations involved, ongoing research and products in various states of development. Bayer partners with BioNTech to develop mRNA vaccines drugs for animal health. Genetic Engineering and Biotechnology News. May 10, 2016.
Yeah, that's one headline that he gives, and then he gives a whole bunch of others, so we'll have to put a link up for the rest of that article if you want to look at it, from Dr. Robert Malone, going through all sorts of different articles and different dates. And folks, you know what's worrisome about what Dr. Robert Malone is saying there is there's basically no way for people like me to really give you fair warning, because there's no way for any watch group or any conservative media to really, really be able to crack down on what's going on with the animals. By the time we find out is when they will allow us to know. Otherwise, we will never know what they're actually doing until it's too late, till after they've done it. That's what that's saying, that they're going to be able to do whatever they want, and we're not going to know it until it's too late. This is horrific news. This is why this is a holy cow episode. It means they could be vaccinating your food with mRNA COVID-19 vaccine itself. They could be putting it in food already. And I'm talking about livestock, and probably already are. I don't think widespread, not yet, but they'll make it widespread as fast as they can. This is horrific, but you need to remember how deadly the vaccine is. You might need a reminder. And I could go back to a whole bunch of old news articles that could remind you of how awful the vaccine is, how we threw the gauntlet down a long time ago and said, look, if the vaccine's good, then the death rate will go down in the year that the vaccine has been implemented. But if the vaccine's bad, clearly the death rate will go up. We did not expect the death rate to go as dramatically high as it did, proving that the vaccine killed people, did not help people. If it was helping people, people who should have died would have not have died. They would have survived. But if it's killing people, people who should have lived would not have died. I mean, if it's killing people, people who should have lived would die. And that's what we saw, sudden adult death syndrome. All sorts of deaths that should not be happening, deaths that cannot be accounted for, that are so abnormal, they're statistically impossible for them just to be bad luck. They have to be actually something causing it. Something has to be inducing it because it's too dramatic. And it's way too much. You can't have a 40% death increase, according to insurance companies, in the working age class, which is the much healthier class, the working age class, the ages from 18 to 65, a 40% increase in death cannot be explained unless something induced it. And the only thing that could have induced something at that dramatic of a rate all across the entire country, but also see the exact same increase all across the Western world, and the only thing that was in common was the vaccine. It is literally not in doubt that the vaccine is the most deadly thing to be unleashed on the face of the earth, worse than wars, worse than World War I and World War II combined with ease. Worse than anything we have seen. It is only up there with the dictators that slaughter their own people. They're the only ones, and that's what this is. Globalists slaughtering their own fellow world citizens for their agenda, and that's exactly what we are seeing. That is not a conspiracy theory. Anyone who thinks that's not true, you are purposefully putting your head in the sand and want to be blind. Then if you think that this is a conspiracy theory, then explain how everywhere around the world after the vaccine, you saw an all-cause mortality in working age class people on average, and in some cases even higher, of 40% increase in death. Explain to me how that's possible. But the year of COVID-19 was supposed to be killing people and having the pandemic. We did not see that kind of death. We didn't even see a 1% increase, I don't even think. Maybe something around that. And that would have been due to the hospitals killing people with remdesivir. And then purposely putting COVID-19 in nursing homes would explain that. I can explain that super slight death increase in that year. I can explain that. You can explain. It's not possible to explain the 40%, proving it has to be the vaccine. There's no doubt. And if you deny it, you're just denying facts. But of course, you can go find a fact checker that will lie to you so that you can feel better about yourself. You can go do that. Go look for a fact checker that says that I'm lying. Go look for a fact checker that says I'm wrong so you can sleep at night, so that you don't have to change because you're too scared to change from your whole worldview. It's scary to you, so you'd rather live in a lie. So go live in a lie. I don't care. I don't have to change your mind. You've already helped destroy the world by being someone who's complicit. You're already helping. And if I can't change you, I don't care. I have to move on. I have much more busier things to do than to worry about individual people who just want to be blind. And I know there's individual people watching me that I can't wake up, so whatever. But here we go. Just a reminder to all the other people. I'm sorry, I was talking to a small fraction of people who would watch this video. I know that. The vast majority do not fall into the category of what I was saying to those people. You're waiting. Well, let me give you something new. So it's not something old. I was giving you something old. I could do rehash way more than that. But here's something new to really show you how scary this vaccine is. And so it should scare you beyond belief if they put this in livestock. Scare you beyond belief. Because here's a headline from the expose that is scary but true.
Deaths in Singapore hit record 60-year highs after the rollout of COVID injections. Last week, the Department of Statistics Singapore published data on number of deaths and death rates for 2022, the second year after the rollout of the COVID vaccine. The data shows a 10.4% increase in the number of deaths during 2022 compared to 2021. And comparing the number of deaths in 2022 to the pre-pandemic year of 2019, there was a staggering 26% increase. In Singapore, the mass COVID injection campaign began on the 30th of December 2020. The year of the vaccine, 2021, was already the highest death rate since records began 61 years earlier. Now 2022 has broken that record and is the highest death rate in 62 years. Additionally, 2022 recorded the highest number of perinatal deaths in 20 years. The perinatal mortality rate increased by 58.6% compared to 2021 and 84% compared to 2019. Perinatal death is stillbirth and death of babies under 7 days of age.
Folks, those are horrific statistics out of Singapore. And here's the thing. Singapore doesn't have a woke political agenda media to hide those statistics. So I trust those statistics are much more of a reflection of what is really happening than what you are hearing from your media. Your media has a specific agenda to protect Pfizer, to protect this evil liberal government, to protect the people who poisoned. They have an agenda to do so. Singapore does not. And we already have horrific stats out of our own country proving that this is happening everywhere around the world. But I always like hearing from countries that I don't think are full-blown. They don't have the agenda. It's like finding news outside the mainstream liberal media. Finding stats from countries that aren't necessarily having an agenda to hide what is happening to their country is interesting because it gives you a better picture of what really is happening. Remember, our stats are all skewed and down. England has horrible stats, and those are still skewed and pushed down. The government doesn't want you to know how bad it really is. It's horrific. And they don't want you to know that they're doing it to animals. And they really won't want you to know if they do it to countless amounts of livestock. We won't find that out until it's too late, unless somehow farmers tell us. But they'll go to a big company, not individual farmers, and start there and make sure that that company is in line. And that company will never tell anyone about it until it's too late. That's how it's going to happen. Oh, it's frustrating. What you need is Jesus. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. I love you guys. Why else would I tell you that? See ya!
Hey guys, hit the subscribe button right now.
Hey guys, straight from the New American Magazine, the essential source for freedom-loving Americans, obviously, you gotta check out Beyond the Cover. What is that? Well, the New American Magazine, of course, has a cover, and you want to go beyond that, right? But beyond just the cover story, but all the articles in there, you will find interviews and deeper insight from the people who contribute to the New American Magazine and go deeper and beyond the cover. That's with host Gary Benoit. So go ahead and check it out right at thenewamerican.com. Go now.